can do, and I'll let you know what I came up with, what the results were. All right. And yeah, let me do all that to get all taken care of here. I got a few things going on, and then I'll let you know. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's awesome. In fact, if you want to connect on Mutual Aid 9, you can do that as well. A little more, less tying up the frequency here, over. And we'll say good morning to Henry there. I see Henry's on frequency. Okay, Dave, do what you can. No rush. We'll get it eventually. One Echo Papa Portable, Claire, on the side.
Take care of stuff. N6QDY.
And the E1EP, VA3HY.
Well, a very good morning there, Henry, and how goes the battle there, my friend? I don't know if you heard, but I lost half of what's on my cure set. So I'm being stubborn, and I'm going to do it all over again.
Yeah, good morning, Emil. Good morning, David. I only turned the radio on maybe 4 minutes ago. I'm attending to the coffee. Got up a little later, but the body's a little sore from yesterday's ride. So that's to be expected. You lost something on your QRZ? Over.
Yeah, everything from alpha to kilo was missing this morning, so I'm back to my spreadsheet on Word 11. I think I'll do as Dave said, just copy and paste from the other one over, and not depend on QRZ.
Wow. What do you think is the cause? Go ahead.
I actually think I'm the problem there, Henry. I actually think I'm the problem. Over.
Okay, but still, how do you lose so much information? Hang on. How do you lose so much information I don't understand. You've got a lot of information on QRZ, then how do you lose that?
Just stand by there, Henry. I'm going to switch terminals here. VA3HRY, just stand by. We got Kilo Delta 4 Lima Yankee Hotel. Kilo Delta 4 Lima Yankee Hotel. You buy the frequency there, Jeffrey? Go ahead.
Yes. Can you hear me okay? I was having trouble with the program here. I'm on my laptop computer. Back to you.
Yeah, very good. No, you're sounding okay there, and I saw you on the board there, so I thought I'd give you a good morning call. No, your audio sounds good. You're about S, I'd say about S5. I think everybody else is probably S7, S6. But no, you're coming in loud and clear, and the name here is email, by the way, Victor Echo 1 Echo Papa. My name is spelled Echo Mike India Lima, and we also have Henry on the side there, PA3HRY. Go ahead, Kilo Delta 4, Lima Yankee Hotel. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about yourself. Go ahead.
Yeah, my name is obviously Jeff, or Jeffrey. And I'm in Ho Chi Minh City in Vietnam, and I'm just using my laptop here. I was using my phone, my cell phone, but now I've got a Linux operating system installed inside of a virtual machine on my Windows 10 computer, and I'm using a Linux program called Qtel for Echolink. It's like Echolink running with something called Qtel. I finally got it working after many tries. Back to you.
Yeah, very good there, Jeffrey. Well, that's good. I do most of my work on Linux as well. Do most of my work on Linux. Of course, I'm running. I monitor several dashboards, so I've got about probably four screens running up here now, and so I can see who's coming in where and that sort of stuff. Anyway, take a moment, say hi to Henry, VA3HRY in a group. Yeah, say hi to Henry there, Jeffrey, over.
Yeah, Henry. Yeah, how you doing? This is Jeff, KD4LYH. It's evening here. It's 6:07 p.m. It's Wednesday evening in Vietnam. And I've talked to some other people out here before. Anyways, I didn't get the calls mixed up. I got VA3HRY from KD4LYH.
Yeah, very good, Jeff. Yeah, my name is Henry, and I'm Victor Alpha 3, Hotel Romeo Yankee, and I got your call sign as Kilo Delta 4, Lima Yankee Hotel. Correct me if I'm wrong on that. And, yeah, very good evening to you. I think you said evening. Yeah. And good morning from Windsor, Ontario, near Detroit, Michigan. That's my QTH. And I give it back to you, Jeff, VA3HRY.
Yeah, VA3HRY from KD4LYH in the group. I was on Echolink some years ago. I was playing around with it, but then I kind of lost interest because I mainly operate on HF with a regular radio, but since I'm abroad, radios aren't allowed here. At least this part of Vietnam, they are not allowed. There's too much red tape involved as a foreigner, even trying to get an amateur license here. They don't reciprocate. So this is the only way I was able to at least have some type of communication via amateur radio. Back to you, Henry.
Well, Jeff, be careful. I don't know your situation, what you're doing, but at least the technology allows you to use your laptop and get on Echolink. That's great. If you get a knock on the door, be careful. It could be the Khmer Rouge. That's all I could think of saying. Back to you, Jeff, PHHOY.
Yeah, I think you're thinking of, I think that's in Cambodia, which borders Vietnam. I'm in a big city here, Ho Chi Minh City. It's about 6 or 7 million people. It's like a smaller New York City here. And, I live here with my wife and, she's Vietnamese. And I have an apartment here. And I've been here maybe around 9 months. I have to renew my visa periodically because I'm a foreigner. I have to leave the country. I was just in Cambodia to renew my visa, as a matter of fact. You have to do it from outside the country. I crossed over into Cambodia. But it was okay. It's a very big city here, and it's a little bit different than being in the United States. I kind of miss my I have all my radio equipment kind of stowed away in America since I've been living over here. And eventually I'll come back to the U.S. and bring my wife with me. She wants to come to America to visit. She don't want to live there, but she wants to see America. And she has all her family here, and she takes care of a lot of people in her family. She works as an accountant, but I was kind of surprised when I asked her. She told me how much money she made. It's not very much for an accountant, what she does. And she's even college educated. And she does speak some English, but I'm learning Vietnamese. And she's teaching me and just going out around with the local people here. I've learned quite a bit just by trying to talk with people, but I'm surprised because there's a lot of English speaking people here. That's like a second language they learn in school. A lot of the younger generation, like Generation X, I guess, or something, Z, but a lot of the younger kids, they speak pretty good English. I mean, it's not the best, but we can understand each other. VA3HRY.
K84LYH. Yeah, very good, Jeffrey. Yeah, and that last joke that I made was probably in poor taste, but sometimes my mouth works faster than my brain. So the first thing I thought was, having your wife come to the U.S. and to see the U.S., there's plenty, and you would know this, but there's plenty to see in the U.S., so I think she'd enjoy it. And I see in your QRZ that I believe you're Wisconsin, so your QTH isn't too far from me. One day's drive, I think. I haven't looked at the map. I'm just looking at your information here. But here's a question for you. The food would be very different than what you and I are accustomed to here in North America. What's the food like there? Over.
Yeah, the food here, they have all kinds of food. I tend to stay out of the tourist areas, like District 1. I'm in District 7 in Ho Chi Minh City, which is like on the outskirts. But the food here, the local food here is good. If you like a little bit of spice or a lot of spicy,